I'm Abby.
And I'm Amy.
And this is the AA meeting.
Oh my goodness, here we go again.
Here we go. Back at it.
Back at it.
Episode 81, guys. Mm-hmm. Doing some crazy things nowadays.
Yeah.
The sun's warming up a bit.
It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day. Who sings that? Is that you two? Coldplay.
It might be Coldplay.
I feel like they're the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it is, isn't it?
It is. I hope. Is this supposed to stick around? Hold on. Let me pull up the weather app real quick.
I have no idea because it just started raining out of nowhere last night.
Yeah.
But,
Well, it's saying that today's overcast, but that's a lie. Maybe it will.
Is it sunny for the rest of the week?
No, tomorrow. Cloudy tomorrow, raining Friday, Saturday, overcast Sunday, sunny Monday. And then it's like.
Of course. It's just raining over the weekend.
Yeah. But we're not here anyway.
Yeah.
Which we'll get into in a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we hope you're having a great listening day.
Yeah.
And we hope the sun's shining for you. Uh-huh. And let's just go into the episode.
Might as well.
Roll the intro. You.
Welcome to my... up home, I'm Lil Shorty, these my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics, let's go.
Abby, how was your week?
They're gonna be like, my week was no, my week was pretty good, didn't really do much. We all went and watched Amy.
On Friday.
Friday. That's in a little show of her own. Mm-hmm.
Makes it sound like it's a
one-woman show. Do you want to tell us what you did?
Yeah, okay. So I, on Friday night, we shot a little something-something. Basically, it was the pilot for this TV show. But if you aren't familiar, the way it works is you shoot the pilot and then you try and sell it.
Do you want to tell them what a pilot is?
The first episode of a TV show.
Yeah.
You shoot that and then you try and sell it to, like, TV
channels and stuff.
And executives and whatever. And then if they like it, they'll put it on their station. But the show that we shot needed a live studio audience. And I was like, well, I have some friends who have experience as a live studio audience. Because when we were in full time, remember we used to do like dance class and stuff?
Yeah, but not even that. There was a band there. Yeah. And I was like, get me a violin. Because I've mimicked a violin before.
True,
In like...
I know, I should have thought about it earlier. I could have gotten everyone jobs.
Mm.
But yeah, so I don't know. He hasn't said we can't say anything, so I assume I'm allowed to talk about it. But it was like an SNL style, like sketch comedy TV show, and the girls came and watched, and they basically just had to watch me do some silly skits like 5 times in a row and keep laughing. And then at the end, they took some fun shots of the girls laughing and clapping and things.
Yeah. It wasn't just us. There was like an audience, but like we were in the front row.
Yeah. And I checked the, when I was like waiting and they were like setting up the cameras and stuff, I was trying to check
the shot words
of the audience, and you guys are literally smack bang in the middle. Ella was wearing a bright white vest, and so like, she was literally glowing. Like,
yeah.
So funny.
No, it was pretty fun and it was fun to watch you act.
Fun. I'm glad you had fun.
Yes.
I was going to say the theatre, but it wasn't. It was the studio.
The studio. And Amy had this big fuck off huntsman on her. On
oh,
your
I forgot
bag.
About that. Yeah, okay. So we went in, whatever, we did the thing. We left at, a bit after 8?
Yeah.
And we were like, let's go to the pub Ragino for one bev Ragino.
Yeah.
And, as we're walking away, I had my big Country Road bag on my shoulder and Abby's behind me and I just hear her start screaming.
Like screaming.
And like no one could form a sentence, but I just knew, like in my soul, I knew that there was a spider nearby.
Yeah.
So I dropped the bag and...
No, but I was screaming, Amy, drop your bag! Amy, drop your bag! Because I couldn't get out the words that there was a spider.
Yeah, it was like very traumatic, I'll be honest. But I dropped the bag and the spider ran off and I swear to God, it was like the size of my hand. Like it was a big...
Oh, I reckon at least... It was like the size of a medium plate.
Yeah. Oh, God. Ella squished it with her RMs, God bless her. But,
yeah, she just stomped straight on it about 4 times.
The rest of us are running away and she's chasing it, trying to kill it. But, yeah, it was terrifying. And I just don't understand because, like, the studio was pretty clean. You know what I mean? It was like – it seemed like a relatively new building.
I don't know. That spider could have been in your bag for days.
Don't tell me that.
Okay, never mind.
I'd only used the bag that day. So it had come with me on the train – to uni, to the studio.
It must have been from the studio because you were there for like 4 hours.
And my bag was in the corner.
And it was in the corner and the studio was dark.
Yeah.
Apart from studio lighting, but like, and you never know when that studio was rented out or used before that. So there was it was probably just chilling in there and then was like, ooh, look at this comfy bag. Little didn't know impending doom was upon it with Ella's shoes.
Yeah, thank God she was brave enough, hey, because I don't know what the rest of us would have done.
Well, when you dropped your bag, it like jumped off.
Yeah.
And so we probably just would have watched it run away.
Oh God, it was so scary, guys. And then we went to the dodgiest pub I've ever been to in my life. Wasn't that bizarre?
Yeah. And it was a Friday night. I was like, pubs go off on a Friday because everyone goes to the pub after work.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, not that this is our cup of tea, but like lots of tradies go to the pub after work.
Yeah.
Lots of like office jobs.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be pumping, but so,
well, I think there was a whole other back area that we didn't go
to. Oh, like a beer garden.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were kind of in the sports bar.
But it was, and like even the bartenders obviously had no idea what they were doing. Like I went up, they had a cocktails list, right? And I was like, I deserve a cocktail after that. They said they had $10 Aperol spritzers. I was like, absolutely, that's a bit of me. I asked for one and they were like, Aperol what? And I was like, Aperol spritz. And they're like, we don't have that. And I was like, I can see it on the wall and it's on your menu. But okay, whatever.
Well, as I went up to order, they pulled out like 4 schooner glasses, like ready to pour beers. And I was like, oh, no, can I have a vodka lemon lime bitters? And she gave it to me in like a schooner glass.
Oh, bizarre. Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway.
The whole thing was odd. And there were those cracky ladies that yelled at us and asked us if we were strippers when we walked in. Remember?
Yeah.
What was that about?
I don't know. And then they called us a girl group, like a band.
A girl band.
And Ella was like, yes, we're a band. I was like, don't communicate with them. Just, anyway.
Yeah, really bizarre.
We
won't be going back there.
We went to another show.
Oh, yes.
It's we went to a musical last night, so Tuesday night. We went to Jagged Little Pill at, what's the place called?
Theatre Royale.
In the city.
So if you don't know, this is Alanis Morissette's musical.
Who's the girl that sings? What does she sing?
Isn't it ironic?
Ironic. And then what's the other one?
You.
I don't know. That one.
And then what's the fine one?
The fine one.
Stuck in my head all last night. It's the one that
the cigarette sings. Flicking out a cigarette. That one. Got one hand in my pocket.
And the other one's doing a peace sign. Yeah, that one. It was good, I thought. I enjoyed it. The dancing was phenomenal.
The dancing was amazing. We knew some of the cast, which was pretty cool. But if you want to see it, there's literally only a couple days left. So
yeah, get on it. And they've been extended a lot. Like, I feel like, didn't they start in December or something?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Because they left and they went to Melbourne and then they've come back and the show, I think it's just kept being extended. And that's why so much of the cast has changed, because they'd all have like... The only thing I was upset about, the lead girl was great. She was. But that's Natalie Bassingthwaite's role. She wasn't on last night. Which was a bit
but, like, we did go on a Tuesday night. Like, that's, like, I mean, it's not cheap Tuesday, but it's, like, cheap Tuesday for the retirement.
Yeah, it was us
like,
and Granny.
It was just – I looked over the audience because we were kind of at the back and you just saw, like, a sea of grey.
Yeah.
But they were a bit rowdy.
They were a bit.
They laughed at all the jokes and – yeah, so like support live theatre, guys.
Yeah.
Keep us in a job.
Please.
It's
so good.
I feel like so many people don't go to theatre or shows or like support any of the arts because they don't even know that it's like happening.
Yeah.
No, I think that we just have such bad like theatre or well, like performing culture.
Yeah, it's literally like because I go to like small theatres and stuff quite often and it's always – I'm always the youngest by a lot. Or if there's anyone else like kind of around my age, you can tell that they're like
they're supporting someone,
or they know from the cast or something. Like it's not, and I understand like obviously tradies aren't going to go watch Romeo and Juliet, but like it's I think that there's a misconception, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but somewhere in London, like London or New York, tradies would go and watch Romeo and Juliet. Like it's just very celebrated over here and like over there, sorry, and over here people don't even know what's running.
Yeah. No, true.
Which is kind of sad. So, like, please support.
Absolutely. It's
theatre and musicals and shows and dancing because, like, I don't think people understand that, like, that's what, like, it's not just live stuff like TV and everything that people watch. That's like people's, what am I trying to say? Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, imagine if all that was taken away.
Yeah, I read something the other day about...
like, the world wouldn't run properly without creatives.
Yeah, I read something the other day and it was like, next time someone asks you, like, tells you to get a real job or whatever, like, ask them what they think the world would be like if we didn't have TV and movies and they didn't play music in the waiting room of the doctor's office and, like, all of that sort of thing. Like, And I think if you like movies... you will like the theatre. You've just got to find a show that you like. You know what I mean? Like, because I think that it's such a, it's a better experience live because there are like actually people in the room.
Oh, you know you're actually like engaged and involved in it rather than like watching a movie, but then like you can just go on TikTok for a bit or whatever.
Yeah, or like watching a movie at the cinema, like people say that that's like a really great experience. Like, I think that live theatre is like so much, and it's, yeah, it's not all just like Shakespeare and stuff. It's like, there are shows that I think would appeal to everyone. But anyway, yes, support theatre, please, so that we can get jobs. Anything else to add on that?
Mm-mm.
Speaking of things that have happened this week and things that are happening this week, we have some exciting news.
Yes, we do. Sounds like we're about to launch something.
Yeah, we're not.
No, we're just going to the Gold Coast.
Yeah, for the weekend. If you're new here, Abby and I are both from the Gold Coast originally.
Yes.
But we've lived in Sydney for... how long have you been here for now?
I was trying to do that the other day.
Mine's 4.5 years.
So oh, wow. I moved in at the start of 2016.
So yours would be 6.5 years. Wow. So I moved at the start of 2018.
6.5 years.
Yeah, we've been in Sydney for a long time, but our parents are still on the Gold Coast and whatever. So we go back relatively often. But it just, a coincidence really is.
Yeah, we're not going together.
No. So when did you book yours?
I booked it maybe like I've been wanting to go this, like the week, this weekend coming. Like I've had those dates for like 2 months maybe. But we only booked it like 2 weeks ago.
That's so funny. So Abby and I didn't mention this because I've been the same. Like I've been for probably 2 months, maybe a month and a half. I've been like, yeah, I'll go on that weekend. And then booked it, I think, just after you. And then the other morning, I just so happened to mention to the girls, oh, yeah, I'm going to the Gold Coast next weekend. Abby was like, I'm going to the Gold Coast next weekend. And so we'll be there at the same time. We're not on the same flight.
No.
Because you fly out Saturday morning?
10:25.
Yeah, I'm teaching Saturday morning and then flying out Saturday night.
Right.
And then coming back early Monday morning. But, and my Monday class, first Monday class at uni isn't on. I don't start until 2. How good
is
that?
That is good.
So maybe I can come home and have a nap. But yeah, so fun.
So are we going out?
Yeah, oath. Sunday, one of my friends is playing a gig, and so we're going to watch that. And we'll probably have a couple beveraginos and
surely we go out.
Tear up the dance floor, surely. It's a Sunday night.
Yeah, Sunday. See,
this is the thing though. The Gold Coast, like, because not last time. One of the last times I was home, I did a little Sunday sesh situation, and there weren't that many people out.
Well, to be fair, everyone's in Europe.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But I think, what are you doing? Oh, do you have plans Saturday night? Because I think we're going out for drinks Saturday night.
we don't have plans. Okay. But like, the whole reason I was going home was to like sit by the fire and spend time with my parents. But I think that it's going to, like, I just know that it's going to be a bender.
As long as you're self-aware. Look, we can discuss itineraries later.
Yeah.
We'll compare notes.
Yeah.
But yeah, how exciting. So we'll tell you all about that next week. This episode comes out on Monday.
Yes. So we will be, well, Astra will be there, but you'll be coming back.
I'll be home by the time this is out. But yeah, we'll let you know how that goes.
So over the past couple of weeks, after the Splendor episode about sneaking in alcohol and whatnot, our tips, you guys have been sending in some of your tips and we've been reading some of them out. And this is another one from Tara. And it was just really funny. So she goes, hey girls, my best tip for sneaking in alcohol is buying those big bubble tubes from Kmart. You know those really long bubble tubes that you blow bubbles?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And filling them up with vodka, then tape them to your calves and wear baggy pants or flares. Definitely more for bringing it into the campsite but would work for the actual festival. Love your podcast. You're both iconic.
That's a good idea because I could do – for Splendor, I did flasks on either leg under my
– Yeah, but I wonder what would fit more.
Well, I was going to say I could probably do both. Like I could probably have a flask here and then that run
in a bubble. That. Yeah, probably. We should do a test of like how many shots fits in.
Yeah, I wonder if I could tape them all the way around. Like I could do like three or four.
The only thing is you'd probably have to wear jeans because like don't they pat you down?
I don't know because we didn't even get checked at Splendor.
We got patted down walking into the festival, but that was our puffer jackets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but to get in for camping, do they pat you down? Surely not.
Well, they didn't pat us down.
We didn't even get checked.
That might be better because we had Ziploc baggies and we were all like – we had them in our gumboots and we were standing on the baggies.
And they all leaked.
They were leaking everywhere. So that might be a good idea. But then they'd be like, why are you bringing in bubbles?
Be like, why not? Well, I think we should get walkie-talkies for Lost too. So we can be like, to go with our walkie-talkies, what do you mean, sir?
True. Okay. We should bring a blow-up pool to Lost.
Yeah.
Because then we can chill in it. Like, we don't have to fill it up, but we can chill in it.
Yeah, no, I love that idea. We can, like, get a tan.
Oh, my God, we so should.
Yeah, I wonder if...
And we can pre in it. Yeah, you'd be allowed to.
You just wouldn't be able to bring it into the festival grounds,
probably. No, no, no.
Imagine we're, like...
Imagine we're in the mosh and, like, because you can't bring it in inflated. We're in the mosh and we inflate it.
Yeah.
In the, like, you know how everyone inflates condoms and throws them up? We inflate it. We get in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And we crowd surf in the pool.
That's what I was going to say.
We get on stage.
Oh, my God. Perfect. With Lil Nas X.
Yeah, and we rap Industry Baby. we do Jack Harlow's part.
Yeah. That's iconic. Okay, so.
Okay, so. So this is petition to get the AA meeting on stage with Lil Nas X in a pool.
Yes. Yeah, to sing Jack Harlow's part. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun. We're going to have to do some experimenting, I think, because I just think. What we did worked, but we need more.
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 Yep. And I think we need to like not all have different ways, but it was so confusing. Like whose vodka bag is this?
Yeah.
Is this peach liqueur? Like it was just.
Yeah. And I don't think we've told everyone. Remember that time I put all my vodka in a water bottle and then you thought it was water and you tipped it out into the mud.
Yeah. So that's another thing is like.
Heartbreaking.
If it's in a flask or if it's in a bubble tube, we know it's vodka. Whereas if it's in a water bottle, I'm going to tip it out because I needed that to fill up my vodka.
She's like, oh, get rid of this vodka. I got to fill up my
vodka. As soon as I finished pouring it, Amy, you go, has anyone seen my vodka water bottle? What did you call it? What was we all wrote names on it.
Victor.
Think. And you're like, it's got Victor written on it. And I like looked at it and I was like, that was it.
Oh dear. Oh well.
Oh well, what can you do?
What can you do? I wasn't going to suck it out of the mud, so.
That's true.
Yeah, fun.
Anyway, okay. So we're moving on to the episode.
Yeah.
Weird places girls make friends.
Mm-hmm. I feel like girls are very like, either your best friends in certain situations or your arch nemesis CCCs.
Yes. Agreed.
And it very much depends on the location of the meeting.
Yes. And generally alcohol is involved.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah. It depends on the level of intoxication and location.
So the first one would be girls' bathrooms.
Obviously. That's the, that's the standout.
Which I hate. I actually hate it in there. It's where everyone's so fake nice to each other, borrowing each other's lip gloss and you're like best friends telling each other you love each other's outfits. But like, I feel like it's just so fake.
Yeah. But you know what I was going to say? I think that it only applies if you're with a friend. Like have you been, when you've been like out with Connor and you go into the girls' bathrooms, do you find that it's a bit intimidating in there?
I do find it's intimidating, but I still have had people be like, oh my God, I love your outfit.
Nice. Maybe I just like don't attract the right people. I feel like whenever I go into a bathroom by myself, I just feel like judgment. You know what I mean? Like
it also depends on how much you've had.
Yeah, true. Maybe I was too sober. Yes, girls' bathroom is one. Lining up for the portaloos at a festival.
Mm-hmm.
Only if you're with friends though.
Right.
Like Yaz and I made friends with some girl the first day it got cancelled in the lineup for the bathroom in the Smirnoff tent. Which was good fun.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't remember her name. I hope she's well.
Okay. Hear me out. I feel like you you bond with some girls over like an inconvenience or something that's happened.
That's a good
like
one.
We could be in line for the club and like someone is getting arrested next to us and we like say to the girls, oh, bad night, huh?
Yeah,
you know,
no, that's true, that's true. Bonding over inconveniences or bonding in the lineup for the club is one for sure.
Yeah.
Or similar vein when like there's some weird creepy boy trying to like hit on everyone, like the really messy
ones. Yeah,
you'll usually make friends with girls over that, being like, oh, bro, you know.
Mm.
Good one.
Maybe girls make friends with other girls, as in girls make friends with us when they say, hey, you're Abby and Amy from the AA meeting.
Maybe girls from TikTok.
We make friends with those people.
That's true. But that's because they're nice people and they're cool people who watch cool podcasts.
Agreed.
Like, they're our kind of people.
Yeah.
If this is the kind of shit they're into.
Yeah.
Good one. Okay, what about places where girls make enemies?
Yes. I feel like any kind of sale.
Oh, my God, yeah, like the White Fox warehouse sale.
Yes.
Sort of thing.
The warehouse sales. Yeah. Or even, like, it's Boxing Day.
Yeah, true.
And I'm like, and like everyone's eyeing off each other like, oh my God, oh my God, because like you don't know if that's the last one. Do they have your size? Did that bitch take your size? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Going back to the girls' bathroom thing, yes, everyone is best friends in the girls' bathroom unless you're taking too long in the cubicle and there's a lineup.
Yes.
Then you are everyone's worst enemy. Mm. Like, and girls will go up and like slam on the door and like swear at you and shit. Like, it gets pretty catty in there.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. I don't know why, but I feel like at a nail salon.
There is a weird vibe in there, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a vibe of like, what nails are you getting? Like, are yours going to look better than mine?
It does
like,
feel very competitive.
Yeah, it's like a competition.
No, I agree with that actually.
Not from the actual nail ladies, it's from the customers.
Yeah, no. Like, and I don't feel like you never strike up a conversation. Excuse me, a conversation with someone at the nail salon.
No.
Yeah, we're not friends at a nail salon.
No.
Interesting. That was a good one.
And on a night out, like, it's funny because we said, oh, you're friends with them in the line. You're friends with them in the bathroom. You're not friends with them at the bar.
No. No, no.
No.
Or on the dance floor.
No, not on the dance floor either. But it's like more the bar, I think. Like the elbows are out.
Yep.
And people are like looking each other up and down and it's kind of mean.
Yeah. Yeah, this segment's making me upset.
Yeah. Well, we can wrap it up.
I'm sure there's more. I'm trying to think of like.
Let us know where you guys have made friends.
Or enemies.
Or enemies.
Yeah. You know, one that can swing either way is like George Street Maccas at 4 a.m.
That's true.
Like, you could be either enemies or your best friends.
You could bond over some nuggets or get in a fist fight because someone got the last hashy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's neutral ground, that one.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, this next segment, we've done this a few times. This is drunk notes to myself. Or just like funny notes that we've left ourselves in our notes app. And if a stranger read it, they'd be like, I'm not sure that this girl's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, Abby, you said that you have a drunk one to share today.
Yes, I do have a drunk one. And I remember writing it down when I was drunk going, I'm going to use this on the podcast.
Oh, gosh.
But all my other ones are like, I don't know if they're drunk or I don't know if they're just like stupid.
Yeah. A lot of mine, I can't remember writing them. So I don't know, but I don't think they're drunk ones.
Okay. So my drunk one is, we'll put little screenshots on the video portion. But my drunk one is, hi. Bronwyn is a nice name.
Okay.
And in a drunk notes before, I'd written names for my dog,
that's
Bronwyn.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So I think
Bronwyn.
When I'm drunk, I just really love the name Bronwyn.
Where's it come from?
I don't know.
Just your brain's like
Bronwyn.
It is a nice name. It's one of those names that I know a Bronwyn.
Oh, I don't know a Bronwyn. I think that's why.
Yeah.
It's kind of exotic. I have ScoMo and ScoMo, one with a H, one without a H, just written.
ShoMo, ScoMo, ShoMo, ShoMo, ScoMo. Are you trying to figure out how to spell it?
I don't know.
<That's so funny. laughs> I love that it's a few like
attempts. Yeah. Oh yeah. All of mine are because I don't like it when it's in the big writing.
Yeah.
So I always go next. I have Noodle.
Another shopping list, perhaps.
Beans, perhaps, noodle. But why a single noodle?
Just one noodle. You're just in a noodle short.
And you know what's funny that you mentioned beans? I had it again. Oh, no. Oh, shit. I had beans again. But it was, like, recently. I haven't bought beans, though.
Maybe it's probably a drunk one. Every time you get drunk, you're like, I need beans.
Every time I get drunk, I'm like, Bronwyn and beans, the iconic duo. And my last one, I mean, it's obviously for the podcast, but I think it just, like, looks funny. It says AA80, shit. And I think I was talking about, like my shit we don't understand, but I didn't finish the note. I just wrote AA80,
It's literally shit. Like you've gone that episode.
It's shit. Yeah, so obviously I went to go with my shit, but shit we don't understand was.
That is so.
Or funny. Will be. Yeah, it's anyway, those are my notes.
Very good. All right, first I've got, actually in rehab, the siblings, mum used to do it.
Ah.
I don't remember what that was.
I don't know what that means.
I've got neighborhood in the big letters and then continental.
Continental breakfast. That's strange.
Not sure. Okay, this one might be a to-do list. Fix blinds ballet.
I don't get the ballet one, but you did have to fix your blinds.
I did. That's why I'm thinking maybe a to-do list, but I don't know why ballet's on my to-do. Maybe class planning.
Maybe.
But it's just fix blinds ballet. I'm not sure. Okay, this is obviously a class planning one, but if someone read it, they'd be like, what's going on here? Try everything, circle, arms, me, oh, my star, hips, twinkle, fingers, up and turn.
I like the hips, twinkle, wait, what is it?
Me, oh, my last part, star, twinkle. Hips, twinkle, fingers, up and turn.
Hips, twinkle, fingers, up and turn. That'd be a fun TikTok dance.
It would be. What was it? Hips.
Hips twinkle. So I don't know if you mean your hips are twinkling or hips then twinkle fingers.
It would probably be twinkle fingers, but I like hips
twinkle. Hips twinkle.
Fingers.
Fingers.
Up.
Up. And turn.
And turn.
Or do it all at once. You can do it all at once.
Yeah. It's like some weird Shakira thing. All right, I'll do one more. Okay, I think this was also a class planning one, but I've spelled it wrong. So it says two beige, one leg up. I don't know what that means. I could not tell you. It's because sometimes I'll be like doing something else and I'll think of like something to put in a routine. And so I'll just write it down. But I don't know what two beige, one leg up is.
Sounds kind of naughty.
Don't tell me that. two beige.
I don't know.
But it's two, like the number two.
Yeah, like two.
Two beiges. So two boring kids have to put one leg up. I think is what I was trying
to say.
So
just pick the two most boring kids in the class.
And I go leg up. Yeah, I don't know. What fun. I need to go through and delete stuff because like there's so much.
Yeah, I feel like notes is something that I just never delete. Like I go through – now I go through my photos and delete because I screenshot so many things. Mm. Like, and I used to just leave it or like all the TikToks we have. Like I used to just leave it but my space is running out. Yeah, so I delete – everything in my photos and like you know how girls we take photos we take 100 of them normally you keep them like recently I've been deleting them all that I don't favorite but no one I don't do that with my notes
yeah
but no. That would probably take up a lot of space wouldn't it
yeah probably
a I whole new note
math. I have 193 notes I have 2403 videos and 412 videos that's a bit of a problem but most of them are TikToks and stuff.
Like yeah.
Podcast related things. Or I'll like class plan and I'll film it so I don't forget.
Yeah.
Terrible. Anyway, what fun.
Okay, so moving on, we're playing a little game which we've done before again. It's called Wrong Answers Only.
What fun.
It's pretty fun. So basically, it's like a rapid fire. Amy will ask me 8 questions, then we'll switch over and I'll ask her 8 questions. And you just have to say the first thing that comes to your head, but it can't be the correct answer to the question. It has to be the wrong answer.
Yes. Is there going to be a punishment?
Yeah. If you answer correctly, then you have to do a shot.
Oh, my God. Okay. I do have to go to uni after this, so I'm going to try and say all wrong answers. I'm going to rock up and be
drunk from one shot.
Okay. Are you ready, Abby?
Yes.
So we have 8 questions each.
Oh, is that the first question?
No.
Okay, good.
We have 8 questions each.
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, here we go. How do you make beer?
With an egg.
How many members of the Wiggles are there?
There's 32.
What do seahorses eat?
They eat each other.
What is Rihanna's last name?
Birkenstock.
What did Will Smith win his Oscar for?
For slapping Chris Rock.
That could be the correct answer. Where does SpongeBob live?
He lives in the kitchen.
What's your favorite cocktail?
My favorite cocktail is a banana split.
If David Dobrik were a breed of dog, what breed would he be?
He'd be a lemon meringue.
Very good. Well done. I was hoping you'd say the Chris Rock thing. Okay, so you didn't say any correct answers, did you?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well
no
done.
Shot for me.
Okay, I'm a bit nervous.
Okay. Are you ready? That's not the first one, but are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. What's Michelle Obama's best asset?
Dixie D'Amelio.
Define the word dumpy.
When you have a really ripe orange and you eat it in the shower.
What do I remind you of?
So I don't know what was about to come out of my mouth. You remind me of Charlie D'Amelio doing the Renegade.
That could be correct. What's involved in the birds and the bees?
Seahorses and banana splits. Just stealing yours.
What's ScoMo's middle name?
Patricia.
How tall is Shrek?
7'5".
What does FFS mean?
Very fucking sad.
Why should people go listen to the AA meeting?
Because we're the worst podcast ever and we don't say any funny jokes and we're really boring.
Yay! interesting.
Hard.
It is hard. Oh, sorry. It is hard to think on your feet.
Yeah, when you said what I remind you of, the first word that came to my head was sunshine.
Sexy.
But then
is that wrong or is that real?
Well, that's what I mean. I was like, that could go either way. So then sexy came into my head and I was like, she's going to say that's correct. So I knew start.
Sexy was going to be one, or like sex appeal off the charts or something like that. Right. Yeah.
Well, that was fun.
That was fun. I like that. What did you say for ScoMo's middle name?
Patricia.
Yeah. Scott Patricia Morrison.
He kind of suits it, I'll be honest. I wonder what it actually is. What do you reckon Albo's middle name is?
Who did you ask me the last name was for someone?
Rihanna
Birkenstock.
That was good. I did like that. Let's Google ScoMo's middle name. ScoMo.
Wait, let's do guesses first.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I think his name is like...
Scott.
Like, it's got to be like John or like... Humphrey or something like that.
Yeah, he's quite religious, so I reckon it's going to be Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I reckon he might be on
I'm going to go John.
Okay, well then I'll pick Mark just to change things up. Oh, it is John! Bloody hell!
Have I seen that somewhere?
That, like, isn't
no.
every white... middle-aged man's middle
true age. And also I just thought of my last name John Stone and just halved it.
Yeah, right.
How did I know that Scott John Morrison? Scott, no, I've never read that.
Yeah, no, I don't think I knew that. Donald Trump's middle name is John too. All right, what do you think Albo's is? Anthony something Albanese.
Anthony, it's got to be an A. It's got to be AAA.
You reckon?
Yeah. Anthony Aaron. Or Dan. No. Brad.
I'm feeling an S, so I'm going to go with, you know, it'd be kind of funny if it was Anthony Scott.
That would be.
Albanese. So let's look it up. What are you going with?
Brad.
Anthony Albanese middle name. We're way off. It's Norman. Anthony Norman Albanese.
I like Norman.
Norman.
That's a great name.
God, he's funny.
I want to have a dog called Norman and Bronwyn.
Norman and Bronwyn.
I think that's cute. Like two separate dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got that. But thank you. It's a long name for a dog. Norman and Bronwyn.
And I want a cat and call it Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah. Cute.
Stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, something fun. I didn't think you were a cat person.
No, neither. I only want it for that joke, though.
Oh, okay. All right, sticky dates.
Sticky dates.
So we have one today. It is anonymous. Okay, so yes, this is anonymous. It's quite long, so I'll read quickly. But it's a bit of a wild ride, so buckle your seatbelt up, Abby. Okay, so she says, "Hi friends, this has to be anonymous. Okay, this isn't a sticky date, but a sticky relationship. We love it. Basically, I found out that my boyfriend of 1.5 years cheated on me. Obviously, I was devastated and heartbroken, but at the same time, I only thought it was one person that he'd cheated with. Turns out, he was cheating for the last 6 months of our relationship with multiple people. One in particular was a girl that I knew very well and was friends with. Looking back, there were multiple signs I looked over or disregarded, but I guess it was because I was young and in love, but also my ex was a charming person who everyone thought would be the last person to do something like that. Red flag number one. Myself and his sisters were helping him clean up his room and rearrange a few things. His sister found a bracelet under the couch and asked me if it was mine. It definitely was not, but I didn't think anything of it since he had recently had a few friends stay over on his birthday. One of those friends was the girl I was friends with. Apparently that night, while his other friend was sleeping, they went into his room and did the nasty. Red flag number two. At his birthday party, I remember him disappearing for a long time. Again, I didn't think anything of it because it was a joint birthday party with his friends and there were so many people there, I thought he was just socializing. I later found out that he'd stuck off with this girl and cheated. To top off the cake, the reason why we broke up was because he admitted that he'd slept with one of his co-workers in the army. Army boy, red flag. So after that, I just kept finding out from all the girls that he'd been messaging them, telling them he loved them and that he was going to leave me, lol. Eventually, we broke up completely and I haven't heard from him since, which is a blessing, haha, apart from a message here and there. Definitely dodged a bullet, but it's a great story to tell, so enjoy, ladies." Isn't that so fucked up?
Yeah.
I've been having a conversation kind of recently, actually, about how, like, I just think, like, to cheat on someone, like, that's just, like, I don't understand how you could ever.
What's the point of being in a relationship literally, if you're going to do that?
And if you really loved them, then like you could not bring yourself to do that. You know what I mean? Like I just cannot fathom it. But I know that people don't always think the way that we think. So, you know, but like cheating on with multiple people over a long period of time, you have to be sick in the head, don't you?
Yeah, there's got to be something wrong.
Because, like, that's not, like, an oopsie slip-up. I was in a dark but place. Even not that that's an excuse.
Even that oopsie slip-up, I was in a dark place. Once a cheater, always a cheater. They're gonna do it once and they get away with it and then they're just going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Like, it's a ripple of domino effect.
And I just can't – but, like, it doesn't make sense. Like, she said that she was at a party with him and he went off to sleep with someone. Why?
Where?
She's right there.
Where?
Yeah.
Like, it's just so – it's like you're asking to get caught.
And it, I cannot understand that.
Because oh, I don't like, even try to understand it because I just completely disagree with the whole thing.
It's just like.
Be single.
Yeah.
Why be.
And if you're that desperate.
Committed. You've got a girlfriend. Like, yeah. But like why be committed to someone when you're going to go off and do those things? Just be single. I don't know if there's a rush that comes with it, like a thrill, but like I just, maybe. I think it's just like sick.
Army boys.
Army boys.
If you're listening and you're an army boy, I'm sorry. No, actually, I'm good friends with an army boy and he's a nice boy, but he would have to be the only one in the world.
I reckon like there's 1% of army boys that are, if they have a girlfriend, they're loyal and they're a nice boy. The rest of them, anyway, let's move on from that because that annoys me.
Yeah, I just, yeah. Pins and needles.
Pins and needles. So, shit we don't understand. Uh-huh. Amy's guessing this week.
Pins and needles.
What are pins and, well, what's happening? So, are we saying that you already know how pins and needles happen and then, as in?
Well, do I know, like, isn't it just, like, say you, like, sit on your foot? And all the blood drains out of it and it goes numb. Is that why?
Well, not really blood draining. It just like cuts off the circulation. Yeah. Not just blood though. But I mean, you'll guess that in the next part. So let's say that like you're cutting off the circulation in your foot because you've sat on it.
Mm-hmm.
What then happens? It's kind of then when you like stand up maybe and you get pins and needles. What's happening there?
Is it like the nerve endings trying to like wake it up? Like giving it little zaps to be like, hold on, we can't feel that.
You're on the right track, mm-hmm. not zaps, but the nerves.
Mm-hmm. They maybe like because the blood is not going there properly and you can't feel it. So you can just feel the nerves doing their nervy thing.
Mm-hmm.
More than you would normally, because normally you can feel your whole foot.
Oh, okay. That's good. We're getting closer.
Okay.
It's a lot like simpler than what you think.
Okay.
So like, do you want a little hint?
Yes, please.
What happens when you like have a lot of sugar?
You go a bit crazy.
Yeah, okay. So like, imagine the nerves.
Uh-huh.
They've been cut off from sugar. Like, it's not technically sugar, but like, they've been cut off from sugar. Then when you give them sugar again, what happens?
Oh, they have like a, kind of like a sugar high, but it's like a blood high. And they're like so excited about feeling things again that they just like have a rager.
They just have a mosh pit. Kind of. So like, do you want me to say?
Yeah.
So because it's been cut off, the circulation, when the circulation is starting to return, the nerves are like hyperactive, trying to like, I guess, like mosh pit and regain normal function in yeah. that area. So it's basically just like the hyperaction of that. It says nerve structures, as they recover, tend to be irritable for a period of time. That's because the nerves are firing spontaneously. So yeah. hyperactivity. Most of the times, the pins and needles is a good sign. It means that the nerves are coming back to life.
Right. So not only when you cut off the circulation, does it make it like makes the nerves a bit numb? Is that what it's saying? And then when they're coming back to life, that's when they're like, it's like they're waking up from a 100-year slumber, and they're like, oh my god, I have so much energy,
like ready to party. Yeah.
Interesting. There you go.
Yeah, so there's like other stuff that it says here scientifically that like nerves can't work for a long time without a steady supply of oxygen and glucose.
Mm-hmm. Which is in your blood, right?
Mm-hmm. Anything that gets in the way of the nerve's ability to send signals or with its blood supply causes a limb to fall asleep. Mm. Anyway.
If it's not just when you sit on something. It's like I've had pins and needles. This is so bizarre. I've had pins and needles in my feet when I've sat on the toilet too long.
Yeah, because you're like cutting off the circulation at your hips.
Yeah. But I feel it in my feet.
Yeah, because it probably can't get all the way down.
Or something for like an hour.
And then you get like the red rim on your ass. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Interesting.
Pins and needles is what I imagine static to feel like.
I agree. Yeah, because it doesn't hurt. It's just like fuzzy.
Yeah. I find it so funny sometimes. Like, I'll wake up and my arm has been in a really awkward position and it's 100% numb.
Yeah.
And like, I did it like a couple months ago. That was the last time it happened. But like, my alarm was going off and I was trying to use that arm to turn off the alarm and I couldn't. And I don't know why I just didn't use my other arm, but I like used my right arm to pick up my left numb arm and like, flop it on my phone and was like trying to flop it on it to turn the alarm off. And it's just the weirdest feeling ever when it's numb.
I hate the pins and needles are okay, but when it's actually numb,
the limp feeling
freaks me out.
Yeah.
Like I feel like my foot's gonna fall off.
Yeah.
Anyway, question of the podcast.
Yeah, question of the podcast.
Abby, if you had a clone of yourself, what would you make the clone do? What would you do with the clone? How would you use it to your advantage?
This is so weird, but I feel like I might just watch it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like, I would make it do what I do every single day. Like, today I would have made it get ready, mm-hmm. and then I would have made it do the podcast, and I'd just, like, sit over there and just, like, watch and, like, go on TikTok and stuff. Because, like, you know, you never, like, watch
yourself. Yeah, just, like, see what other people see.
Yeah, and, like, because they say that if you walked past yourself on the street, you wouldn't recognize them. So, like, I think I'd just watch. But then, like, for the purpose of the question, I might... I might, like, get it to do some, like run a marathon or get really bulk so I could see what I look like really bulk or, like...
Diets, hair, crazy colours and, like, just...
Things like that, like, shave their eyebrows. Yeah, I think, like, normal things that clones would do.
Mm.
What about you?
Well, like, the obvious one is, like, I'd make it to my uni assignments and my washing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't really want to do. It can have my hangovers, like, that sort of stuff.
Mm.
But I feel like, there's an opportunity to fuck with people here somewhere. You know what I mean? Like...
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't quite figured it out yet, but, imagine it'd be, like... We'd be sitting here doing the podcast and I'd be like, all right, Abby, I just got to go to the bathroom. And then, like, I'd walk out of my room sort of thing. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, true.
Just to, like, mess with people a little bit. I feel like that would be kind of fun.
I remember in high school, some of my best friends were identical twins.
Mm.
And they were, like only if you were best friends with them, you could tell them apart. Yeah, right. But everyone else in the grade, all the teachers, everyone couldn't tell them apart. And I remember always on April Fool's, they would just switch classrooms.
Yeah.
And one of them had to, like, give a presentation as the other person. They had no idea what it was.
That's so funny. See, but that would freak me out. I'd be so scared to go into someone else's class and, like, not know what's going on.
At the end, they told the teachers, though. Yeah. But, like, that would be kind of fun.
Yeah, that would be fun. Yeah, you could do things like that. But then that would involve, like, they'd have to have their own, like, clone would have to have its own life. You know what I mean?
Separate That's fields. True.
And I suppose, well, I mean, no, really, you could, like, you'd be able to do all these things that you never have time to do, you know? Like, you could be like, all right, you're going to learn French, I'm going to learn German. And then, like, technically, you know two languages. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
true.
Or, like, I'm going to go take a... pottery class.
I don't know why you're gonna say a dump then. I thought you were gonna say a dump.
And you can do my dishes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like there'd be a lot of opportunity there. You could instead of like tearing your wardrobe apart trying to pick an outfit for the podcast,
you can make be them like,
try that on and try that on. Yeah, okay, that looks right, hand it over. You know
what I was thinking is like maybe like, I tend to double book myself a lot and, like, I could do the two things.
Yeah.
Like, I could do my show and go to drinks with my friends.
Yeah. No, absolutely. You could genuinely be in two places at once.
Mm.
Does the clone – I mean, obviously it has a – like, it's just you, isn't it? It's just a second you. With, but does that
have yeah, let's say you have – no, yeah, you have the same. Let's say you – yeah, no, let's say you're the same.
Okay.
Shared brain.
Yeah, okay. So it thinks the same things that you think.
Yeah.
It's not just like a –
And, like, at the end of each day, you, like, put your index fingers together and you, like, download each other's days.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, that'd be cool.
And you're like, oh, yeah, that's what I said to Amy.
Yeah. Kind of fun. I want a clone.
It's so weird.
It is a weird thought, isn't it?
But what if it has a mind of its own and it, like, takes over?
Yeah. Yeah, but if it had... parts of me, then I think it would be too lazy to do that, you know.
Like, I thought you're gonna be like, it would be just like too good and golden hearted no. for that.
No, but it just like probably couldn't be bothered. Like, true. If I was the clone, I'd
that's
be like,
a lot. It's a lot of effort.
You have your life. I've got my own shit going on, basically.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe one day in the future we'll have clones.
I think that they're aren't they like they're not they don't exist now. I mean, they could.
I think that, like, they're probably closer to it than they let on, you know?
Yeah.
But it's, like, they can, like, clone...
Your DNA.
Yeah, and, like sperm and shit.
Yeah.
It's not, like...
It's not, like a physical being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, now there's two Abbeys. Oh, yeah, we could pump out twice as many AA episodes because, like, our clones could do one and then we'd do one.
Oh, that is true.
And there wouldn't be that, like, weird fatigue point we get to at about this point of the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So really, it'd be beneficial for you guys too. Basically, Elon Musk, if you're listening, we need doubles so we can get more work done. So if you'd be interested, let us know.
Yeah, because there's just not enough hours in the day.
It's really not.
And the weeks go by so quick.
They really do. But I think that's just about all we have today, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening or for watching or whatever you're doing, for having us on in the background
to mm-hmm.
help you complete other tasks. See, if you had a clone, you'd be able to watch and do those other tasks, all I'm saying. Please make sure to go like everything and subscribe to everything and what else?
Buy our merch.
Buy our merch. Rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Send in some sticky dates or anything you want to hear us talk about.
Share your share the AA meeting with your friends.
Yes, please.
Spread the word.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you on the next one.
Absolutely.
Bye, besties, and stay sexy. You!
Welcome to my up home. I'm Lou Shorty, these my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics, let's go.